So we're now into January, which is often a gloomy month of the year. The weather's not great. People are often depressed because Christmas is over. And historically, Monday the 7th of January is the busiest day of the year for booking holidays in the UK. But as people in the UK are booking holidays, a new poll has found more than half of British holidaymakers take typically British items away with them in their suitcases. So I'm talking tea, biscuits, even baked beans in some cases. But as more of us start to do this, one thing we need to be aware of is the small print on declaring items when we go abroad. Joining us in the studio are Honey Lancaster James, who is a psychologist, and Oliver Bell from Oliver's Travels. Hello, guys.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
Honey, we'll start with you. Why do Brits feel the need to bring home comforts such as food and tea on holiday with them?
Well, I think this is kind of part of our natural psyche, actually, that there's an inner tension between, on the one hand, being adventurous and seeking out the novel and wanting to go to far-flung places and be very sort of the natural explorers that we are as Brits. But at the same time, we also love those creature comforts. We like a home from home. We know what we like. And we're also quite practical. I think this is part of the British culture that a lot of us will think ahead and think, well, what if I get to where I'm going and I can't get a decent cup of tea, or there isn't a toilet roll or whatever. And so people will typically prepare for those kind of eventualities. So it isn't that we don't enjoy sampling local cultures and trying the local food. I mean, I love to travel, both on business and for pleasure. And I love to get out there and go, right, what do the locals eat? I enjoy all of that. But at the same time, after a hard day's work sightseeing, I want to go back and have a nice British brew. So I am one of those people who will slip a few tea bags into my suitcase. The problem is, it seems, is that what people don't realise, and I actually didn't know this myself until very recently, is that many places around the world have restrictions on what you can take into the country. And you can actually get stopped in the airports and have all your bags searched, things confiscated, just for trying to take a few tea bags with you or your favourite biscuits. And in some cases, there are actually really quite large and horrifying fines if you're found taking food items in, for example, but you haven't declared them. So I thought that was quite worrying, and that was why I was particularly interested by this research that Oliver's Travels did, which looked at what are the common things that people do pack into their cases and try to take with them on holiday.
So Oliver, we'll come to you. Figures show that 2/3 of us don't actually know or can't cite a country where they'll be breaking the law if they fail to declare tea through customs. Now, it's a very worrying statistic, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's a bit of a grey area for lots of countries anyway. The advice that the customs and excise will publish on the website might be quite generic. So in Australia, they list snack foods as a banned item, which obviously could be almost anything. In the US, if you're taking any food, you should be declaring it. Otherwise, you could fall foul of a $10,000 fine, which would be a pretty horrendous start to a holiday.
That's some expensive tea bags right there, isn't it?
Definitely.
Let's be honest.
Now, if we look at the figures, we look at what people actually take with them. We've got tea bags at 37%, coffee at 23%, cereal at 9%, and baked beans at 7%. So generally, there is a bit of a trend there, isn't it? It's more breakfast items. Do you think it's what people want to feel most at home and safe when they first wake up in the morning? That's why they take these breakfast items with them.
I think it is part of that. Most of the items that top the list are things that we would typically associate with taking a break, whether that's at breakfast or whether it's your mid-morning coffee or your afternoon cup of tea. They're typically times in your average day when you allow yourself a few moments to relax and unwind. So, of course, when we go on our holidays, well, that's what we're looking to do for the whole week or two that we're going away. We want to relax, we want to unwind. And so for some people, it's about making sure they've got those things that they most typically associate with relaxing. Of course, personally, I was quite surprised by the 7% of us taking your favourite baked beans, because you've got to also think about your luggage allowance. I mean, I don't ever really manage to take enough shoes and still get my suitcase to come under the weight allowance. So how people are managing to smuggle baked beans, I just don't know. But, you know, whatever you feel you need.
Yeah, that's right. And it's actually because it's both the kind of the customs checks, but also the, I mean, probably more so the luggage allowance that's led us to set up this home from home delivery service. So instead of carting it all through customs, you can just, if you book a holiday with us, you can just get your sort of best of British welcome pack on arrival at your villa.
Oh, so, this is my dream.
And that one includes your tea bags, your dairy milk, your Marmite, Tabasco, Worcestershire sauce, all the usual kind of British staples that you wouldn't find in a supermarket in Italy.
So this poll that was obviously taken by Oliver's Travels, Oliver, it's not just food and drink, is it, that we want to take with us on holiday? Because we've got things such as slippers
is the most popular. So slippers, so one in five of us, would you believe? In fact, over one in five of us will take slippers.
I believe that. Guilty as charged. Yeah. I take my slippers, yeah.
And then we've got sort of one in ten will pack our own pillow, which is obviously a pretty bulky item to be getting in the suitcase.
Yeah.
But then, and then down to sort of 4% of us will actually bring our own loo roll.
That's a very interesting one, that one. Everyone likes what they like. Now, Oliver, you did mention your home-from-home delivery service. Now, what do you include in that, and how can people get involved with that?
So so any holiday that's booked via Oliver's Travels, so it's just via oliverstravels.com, there's a free concierge service included with that. So the home-from-home delivery pack is sort of £50 to £60, depending on where it's being delivered to, and that will just include your tea, coffee, your biscuits, which will be chocolate digestives, your Weetabix, your Jaffa Cakes, dairy milk, Branston Pickle, Marmite, Tabasco, Worcestershire sauce, brown sauce, ketchup, baked beans, cheddar cheese, and your Andrex loo roll. So all the things that you're going to struggle to find in a supermarket abroad.
Okay, brilliant. Well, there you have it. If you're booking to go abroad and want to take some home comforts, or you want to take advantage of Oliver's Travels delivery service, then be sure to check whether you need to declare first to avoid those hefty fines. So thank you both for joining me in the studio.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.
For having us.
Thank you very much.